All right, and we are now joined by the crew chief of the race-winning and regular season championship-winning team, Rodney Childers, with the number 4 Mobile 1 Ford. Rodney got to hear a little bit at the end there, so we're going to open it up to questions for Rodney. We have a few queued up here. We're going to start with Jordan Bianchi.
Rodney, with as many bonus points as you guys accumulated, is it going to be disappointing if you guys don't get to Phoenix race for the championship?
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely something that has crossed my mind. And, you know, when you have teams, you know, like the 4 and 11 that have won a lot of races and stacked up a lot of points and done all the right things all year, you kind of want to see those guys fight for a championship, you know, whether it was the 4 car or if it was somebody else. You know, if it was somebody else, I would want to see them have a shot at a championship. And, you know, that part is what it is. You know, it's our jobs to go out there and perform every week and to do the right things and to stay out of trouble and, you know, just all the stuff that we've done all year. And, you know, that's kind of up to us. So, you know, yeah, we want to make it there and we want to have a shot, but overall, we just got to focus on each round and survive. And I think you've heard us talk about that as a team a lot over the 6 years of just getting through every round and making it to that last race and having a shot. And, you know, we've got fortunate enough to win one of them, and we've lost a few. So overall, hopefully we can get there and just, you know, give it our best effort and have a shot at it.
Follow-up question is, you guys have come close to that second championship, have fallen short. What does that mean to get a second title, and what have you learned from falling short that you can apply to this year's title run?
You know, I think a championship is something that we all strive for. You know, we've been fortunate enough to win a lot of races, but you know, that championship's what everybody talks about. You know, when everybody talks about Kevin Harvick going into the Hall of Fame, they're going to talk about how many wins that he has, how many championships he has, how many poles he has. But the championship part is what's going to stand out the most. And the same for me as a crew chief. You know, those are the things that you want to accomplish. You know, championships, Daytona 500s, all those things. And it just means a lot to our whole team. You know, we've got a great team behind us, and they work their butts off, and you know, they strive for, you know, perfection and building great race cars and going out there and winning races. And you know, to win a championship just puts icing on the cake for everybody.
Thanks.
Next, we're going to go to Darrell Kinsey Jr.
Ronnie, you guys seem to roll off strong off the truck, and that's helped here with no practice and no qualifying during the post-COVID-19 break races. How has the SMT data played into how you guys have set up the car?
I don't know. I mean, we definitely go back and look at that stuff from past races, and you can kind of watch different things, but overall we kind of go off of notes more of what we did, you know, last time we were at that particular track, what kind of aero changes we've had since then, what kind of tire changes we've had since then. And, you know, our engineering group on the 4 car is the strongest it's ever been. They work great together. They focus on all the right things. And, you know, our lead engineer, Dax, he, you know, from our days all the way back at Waltrip in 2009 and 2010, you know, he's always been the type that can hit it off the truck. And, you know, you look at the races we won with David Ruderman and you know, the poles and stuff with Mark Martin and all that stuff. He's you know, always been the engineer in the garage that can hit it close. And, you know, we've got two other engineers that work with him now, and both of those guys are just as much as a perfectionist as Dax is. And it's cool to win today. You know, today is Dax's birthday. So it's cool to be sitting here talking about him and also winning on his birthday.
Thank you, and good luck in Daytona.
Thank you.
And next we'll go to Stephen Conley.
Rodney, we heard last week some crew chiefs talking about the challenges of Dover and how rough it is on equipment. In between the two races, was there much that you had to change on the car due to the rough nature of the race at Dover? And is that something that you'll take forward?
Yeah, this place is definitely rough on parts. It's rough on chassis and suspension and everything else, hubs, brakes. You know, we talked about, you know, I think everybody kind of saw that we had an issue with our track bar falling yesterday. So we had to worry about that. We had to put hubs on the car, brakes on the car. You know, we you know, saw that we almost ran out of brake pad yesterday. So we had to put some different calipers on with some, you know, shorter pistons in them to put some thicker pads in there. We took our truck arm out and looked for cracks on it and put it all back together. So it was at one point it was, you know, every hub off and everything out of it and put it all back together. So way more work than, you know, Michigan. We won the race and we wiped it off and rolled it out there the next day and raced it again. But Dover is a completely different animal for sure.
Thanks, Ronnie.
And Ronnie, that looks like the last question for you. So thanks for joining us. Congratulations on the win in the regular season championship. And good luck next week.
Yeah, thank you guys. I appreciate it.